Over the years in the desert, the Jews unfortunately were guilty of a number of offenses. When we think about the things which were really bad, comes to mind, again, aside from the complaints here and there, and constantly seeming to be afraid, the main things that come out are, on the one hand, the sin of the golden calf, on the other hand, the sin of the spies. In both of these instances, God turns to Moshe and says to him, he's going to replace the Jewish people as an entity with Moshe himself, which means Moshe would now become the new Jewish people, and the rest will simply disappear. It's interesting to compare the response that Moshe has to this decree or to the statement of God. Both of them cause Moshe to pray. But the prayers are a little different, even though there are similarities. In both instances, Moshe questions how this is going to be understood by the nations of the world. Wouldn't this be something which will be counterproductive in terms of what the entire leaving Egypt was all about? One of the stated goals in leaving Egypt was that the entire world will know about God. If the Jews get destroyed, then clearly this message will be frustrated because it would seem as if God is lacking power. And this is something which Moshe argues, and again, this really resonates much more against the backdrop of the war that Judaism truly had against paganism. People will think that God has no strength. But when it came to the golden calf, there was a second argument that was brought. And that argument was the covenant that God had forged with the patriarchs. How can God simply break that covenant? Now that's interesting because we can then say, well, the Jews sort of broke the covenant by virtue of sinning, by virtue of making a calf. Moshe nonetheless uses this argument. But when it comes to the sin of the spies, that generation, Moshe no longer uses the argument of the covenant. So perhaps we need to think a little bit to understand what it was that they had done. And for that matter, what was the severity of the sin of the generation of the spies? The covenant that God forged with Avram and with Yitzchak and with Yaakov was the Jews would be a chosen nation, and specifically, the Jews will have the land of Israel as their land. Matter of fact, God never really did say much, if anything, about receiving the Torah and following the commandments as such. So in a sense, the Jews breaking the Ten Commandments, while it's certainly an affront against God building a golden calf, Moshe was able to put forth the argument that wasn't in the contract. Yes, that's severe now. That's severe in terms of the Jews standing at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. It's severe in terms of the Jews saying Naseh v'nishma, the Jews accepting the Torah upon themselves. But it didn't necessarily break the covenant that God had with the patriarchs. But the covenant did include the land of Israel. And when the Jews, in the sin of the spies, reject the land of Israel and say, we don't want the land of Israel. This is not a good land. We want to go back. Apparently, at that point, Moshe understands that now the Jews have broken the covenant of the patriarchs and feels that he has no right of bringing up that promise that God made to Avram and to Yitzchak and Yaakov as an argument. This really helps us understand the centrality of the land of Israel for the Jewish people. It's not simply something which we have a right to. It's part and parcel of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. And therefore, when Jewish people reject the land of Israel, as strange as this may seem, Moshe has less of an argument to put forth than even when they broke the Ten Commandments.